changed everything in my life. And I would call it believe in the progressive growth. Progressive growth. Or you could say believe in the progressive growth. Psalm 84:7. It's on the very center of the Bible. If you open on the center, you will get the Psalms. God put Psalms immediately in the center, just too easy to find, to help us to find it. Psalm 84:7. It says, they will continue to grow stronger. How it says in their translation? They go from strength to strength. That's the interpretation even closer to original. They will go from strength to strength. Or my translation says, they will continue to grow stronger. So that is the will of God, that we would never be stuck on one level. That we would never reach a certain level of life, relationships, joy, peace, revelation, finances, and stuck in that level. God's desire that we would always grow further, that it would always get more and more in every aspect of life. He prepared us so much. Sometimes we think we reached something, but if we open the curtain and see what God has in store for us, we'll be shocked that we are wasting our time on small and little things. How can I be so sure that God has so much for us? Let's open Romans 8:31. Or no, let's go first to Ephesians 1. Verse 19, let's start from 18. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people who are his rich and glory. I don't like this interpretation. Let's read New King James, verse 18.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know that what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
Riches of his glory. How it says?
Yeah, riches of his glory, of his inheritance.
Of his inheritance for us. Inheritance means that something that God wants us to have here, not there. Why? Because if he would have it for us only there, then Apostle Paul wouldn't pray that prayer. God opened their eyes that they could see the inheritance, what they have. What's the point? We will see it over there if that inheritance is over there. Then we don't really need to see it here. But that's the whole point, that God prepared so much for us. Such an inheritance. We cannot grasp it. We cannot believe it. Such a good husband. Such a good business, such a good life, such a success, such a glory, glorious inheritance, life that could not be compared to a natural life, health that could not be compared to a natural health, strength that could not be compared to a natural earthly strength. inside talent, gifts, potential that would be so manifested that we cannot be compared to the worldly standards. Such a glorious inheritance. And then Romans 8, it says, Romans 8, 31. It says, what shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? And then we see many other places when God says, I will give you life and life with abundance. I will give you happiness. I will give you joy, blessings, 2,500 promises in the Bible. But the problem is people do not believe that this beautiful inheritance, beautiful riches of his goodness are going to come to pass. They think, well, as long as I would have this, I'm happy. As long as I would have this, that's okay. And then when they reach a little bit better, then they are relaxed, they are happy, they are joyful. And it's good to enjoy life where you have it, what you have at this moment. But it's not good to not to believe in the greater things. It's not good to stuck in the one level. It's not good to wake up and say, oh, that's just another day. No, when I wake up, our attitude should be, this is a day when I expect to get closer to God. This is a day I expect to grasp even more of his favor, of his love, of his kindness, of his goodness. This is the day that I want to be experiencing the best day ever. The best day in my life. You know, from about 2 weeks ago, I started saying to people, not just have a good day, bye-bye. No, I started saying, have the best day. That's the way how I say goodbye now. So have the best day. Why not? If God wants us to grow from faith to faith, from strength to strength, what we read, from strength to strength, God doesn't want us to get stuck. He wants us to grow spiritually. He wants us to grow emotionally. He wants us to grow financially in every aspect of life. He wants us to grow because he has so much for us. If he did not spare Jesus, of course, anything that you can imagine, anything that even the, like the craziest thing, it's a part of something that he wants to give us. Of course, if we imagine something in our destiny, in the limitations of our calling, not something that outside, like I cannot imagine that I would be a good singer. You know, it's not part of me. It's not part of my destiny. You cannot imagine that you're gonna be like, I don't know, Mr. Olympia in bodybuilding. That's not you. You're a musician, let's say, about calling. So we should, in the limits of our destiny, anything is possible. So every day our attitude should be, Lord, let this week, for example, today's Sunday, we can say, let this week gonna be the best week of my life. Let this week I believe in the progress. I believe in the greater love, greater peace, greater kindness to people. I want to feel better, you know, in my job. I want to feel better in God's presence, in the secret room. I want to get better revelations. I want to get some more results in life. Yes, we are thankful to God for what we have, but we should never get stuck. We should never get stuck. One place is really amazes me. It's in Ephesians. Ephesians, did I write it down for myself? I'm sorry. Just a second. I think I wrote it down for myself. Yeah, Ephesians 1:19. It's in the same chapter where we just read. Ephesians 1:19. It says, I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe Him. Incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe Him. And those of us who've been with the Lord maybe a few years already, 5, 6, 7 years, sometimes we have like a tendency or temptation to think, well, this is it. That's Christianity. Okay, I got it. It's a Bible, it's a prayer, it's a secret room, it's loving people, loving God, and everything goes slowly but better and better. No. We limit God by that kind of approach. We should never close the picture of, okay, this is Christianity. We don't know what is Christianity. We don't know how much God has for all of us. Because it says, incredible greatness of God's power for us. We have seen maybe just one tiny little percent of what God has for us. We haven't seen anything yet. My dear, I haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything yet. We haven't seen these miracles, manifestations, and power that God prepared for us. But we will never see it until we believe it, until we expect it, until we pray for that, until we grow mentally into that level. Like, I want to see greater and greater greatness of God's power in me. I want to see it more and more. Why not this week? Why not? Why should I? Well, when I be in a super spiritual shape, when I maybe fast 20 days, then maybe I will get it to the point when I will have the best days of my life. Oh. God is not just limiting Himself to when He is spiritual, when He is this, when He's... God wants to give us so much every day. Every day. He's not hiding anything from us. He wants us to grow. That's His desire. Father wants children to grow in every aspect of life. But what limits God, what stops His hand in our life, is our disbelief. When thoughts are coming, oh, that's another week. Ooh, I gotta survive this week. Hallelujah. By God's grace, I will go through. And then we go through the week, and then Fridays, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I made it. You know, by statistics, Fridays, many people were asked, and Fridays, people feel happier on 15%, usually, than Mondays. Well, actually, than any day of the week. They compared what people think every day of the week, and then Fridays, they feel happier on 15%. Why? Because they program themselves this way. Monday, it's a tough day. Like there are sayings in English, I remember something about Mondays, I don't remember exactly. Like we program ourselves sometimes that it's gonna be hard, it's gonna be tough, but by God's grace, everything is gonna be all right. Why you program yourself that way? Why don't you program yourself, I will see more of God's goodness this Monday than any Monday ever. God wants to pour out His grace more than any other week in my life. I started programming myself for the last few weeks that God, I believe in the greatest time in my life, this month. Why not? Why not? It depends on how we believe and how we program ourselves. If we believe in God's goodness, that God really is a good God, that He wants to give us something, not tomorrow. He already gave us everything. He has already given it to us. In the spiritual world, everything is everything is available. Healing is available. Happiness is available. Blessings is available. Financial prosperity is available. It's like a gift of salvation came with Jesus. Everything is available. It's just a matter of, do I believe in progress this week? Usually, I analyzed my life. Like I had like maybe two or three points a year when I believed for the greatest things is when you go to the conferences. You go to a certain conference, huh? And you know there are gonna be big preachers there, big anointing, strong anointing, powerful worship, and you go and you kind of program yourself. I'm gonna experience God like never before. I'm gonna see preachers like big preachers. So I believe for the breakthrough like never before. I believe for the this, for this, for that. And you program yourself and you expect it and you get it. Okay, but why do I need to wait for a conference to get more of God? If I just wake up and say, hallelujah, this is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice. I make my mind, I program myself. I will expect great things today. I will expect better health, better finances, better ideas, better relationships. I will expect growth. I will expect maybe some problems are gonna happen, but God will turn those problems into my benefit, for my goodness. God will turn everything for my good. So I expect even if I see problems, that's even greater good is coming on my way. So I go, hallelujah, come, problems, I welcome you. Because I know God will turn them into good. If somebody does injustice to me, hallelujah, double portion is coming. Double portion is coming. So you expect greater things. And when you expect it, God is going to bring it. It's going to happen. Everything depends on what we believe. So if you believe in a greater week than ever, you will have a greater week. Last week I tried that. I was like, Lord, this is gonna be the best week in my life. And I tell you, maybe five or six areas that I really noticed that God did so much that I never had it in my life. Some wisdom, the biggest lesson, I'll tell you. I travel a lot, and every night I'm in a different hotel. You know, I collect, you know, books from different universities. So I stayed in one hotel on Wednesday. Then I Thursday morning I worked all day long. I come to another hotel. I usually stay in number 6 hotel. They're the cheapest, $39. So I come to another hotel, I already paid for the room, I'm unloading my car, and I see that I do not have my big bag with everything. Camera, computer, I mean everything there. I have one big bag with me. I'm just like, the whole day I was traveling, I didn't notice that I don't have that bag in my trunk. Actually, not in the trunk, I put it in the back seat. So I was like, I never left bags ever behind, like maybe something small, but not a bag. With everything. I'm just like, and then I realized that I was coming out of hotel holding computer. I made the video for YouTube, and I was waiting while it's gonna save, because it's saving long. So I was holding my laptop and kind of taking everything into the car, looking at the laptop, and then I forgot the big bag in the corridor. And I called this number 6 hotel immediately. I said, are you Yuri Binder? Yeah, everything is okay, we found your bag. But that's already 120 miles back to south, and I was going home already to the north. And it's 12 at night already, around 12 at night. And I was like, oh. And then the thought comes, you prayed for the best week in your life. I said, yes. And then I realized that this is going to be such a lesson. Not to forget anything, ever, anywhere. That I would remember for my eternity. So when we expect great lessons, they come. Sometimes they come in the good form, sometimes they come in the bad form, but the result is important. The lesson is important. Like what we come to realization in us, understanding of life, that's what is important. So, well, next day I woke up early, drove all the way there, then got this back, and then, well, it was the whole consequence of events after that that gave me another big lesson. And I realized that, well, it's my personal, but I realized that I need to work Monday, not Friday. So Friday I better be home preparing for Sunday, because I used to rest on Monday and work Tuesday to Friday. So now God showed me through a whole this situation that I lost the whole Friday. I never made any money on Friday. So I realized that I better rest on Friday and get prepared for Sunday, then I would work on Monday. So the whole consequences, like the whole set of lessons came from this big bang. So when we pray for a greater week, it will come to pass. If we expect that this week, this very week, is going to be the best time in your life, believe it, expect it. And then next week, expect the same. It's going to be even better. Greater lessons, greater wisdom, greater relationship with God, be more beautiful manifestations of voice of God inside of you, greater light from the Bible upon your life, greater ideas on how to make finances, or greater relationship with people, or whatever you're praying about. Believe for the growth, believe for the progress, and God is going to give it. God is going to give it to us. Ephesians 2:7, the last verse. Ephesians 2:7. It says, God can point to us. Let's read that you would understand the concept. Verse 6. For he raised us from the dead along with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ Jesus. Verse 7. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. Once again, God's desire in verse 7 to give us such an incredible wealth of his grace and kindness that we would become examples for other people. Examples of his grace. Examples of his kindness to us. What's another translation says? Verse 7.
That in the ages to come he might show.
That's the old word.
Yeah, the exceeding riches of his grace.
Exceeding riches of his grace.
In his kindness toward us.
And his kindness. Exceeding riches of his grace and kindness to us. Can you say that you already experienced that? Maybe Kolya can say that he experienced, yeah, God is good. I experienced a little bit. God gave me a good wife, wonderful kids, health, well, many, many, many other things. But we experienced, I cannot say that I experienced the wealth of his grace and kindness to me. So my question is, when are we going to experience that? When we are 95?
Next week.
When we are elderly people, God wants us to experience more and more every week. If you count, there's not so many weeks for us to live. Let's say in a good sense, well, in a good way, I would live to 100. I'm 35 right now, so I have only 65 years more. 65 years, 50 weeks in a year, let's say.
If
100, 65. I'm 35. Yeah, don't minus my 65. So 65 on 50, approximately what, 3,000?
No, how is that? 45 minus 100 minus 45.
No, I'm saying 50 weeks in a year.
Yeah, 400.
Let's say 50. On 65 years. Okay? 60.
Why 65?
Because I'm 35.
Doesn't
matter,
when he gets to be really old.
I'm going
to... It's about 4,000 weeks.
No, it's going to be 3,000 weeks. Okay. 3,000 weeks for me. Approximately for all of us. A little bit more. 3,000 weeks. 3,000 weeks. And we need to experience. I want to experience everything that God prepared for me on earth. I want to experience the fullness. I don't want to go to heaven and then say, oh, I missed everything on earth. I could do this and that and this and this, and God prepared so much. I just got this much and I wasted everything else. No, I want to be, you know, living to the fullness of God's you know, destiny. So 3,000 weeks, it's just, let's say, 3,000...
Three and a half thousand.
No, less, 3,000.
Yeah, if you want 65 years.
Well, let's say 60 years.
Okay, 60, okay. You can 3,000.
You know, I know one man. He listened to the radio, in the radio, a program. And the preacher on the radio, he said something about the number of weeks that we can live, not so many. And he said, how can I remember that? And he went to the store and he bought, you know, diamonds, like, not diamonds, but pearls, mm-hmm. Like something cheap, that, like a bowls. Mm-hmm. What's the word for that? Not diamonds, but, like something like bowls, like beautiful bowls that are very cheap. He bought them about, he was in his 50s, so he bought about, you know, 1,500 or something like that. And then he said, and then every week I was taking one diamond, one ball, and throwing it away. And then he says, every week I see the number of these balls are going less and less and less. And he says, and with every ball, he says, I was like throwing it away and saying, God, I see that I don't have so much. I believe in great things. Before I throw this one away, during this week, help me to accomplish something great. Help me to reach something better. Help me to stretch myself and reach another height. And he didn't have so much, so he says, after 15 or 20 years, these all diamonds have gone. And when he thrown away the last one, he says, God, now every week I would count as additional bonus to my life. And he's even more and more now, for every week he believes even for greater things, because he says, it's a gift already. I probably shouldn't have been living for so long. It's already like a gift. So, well, the whole point I'm making is we don't see how life is disappearing. But life is disappearing. Life is flying. If you look back when you were young, it was just like yesterday. Life is flying. So we have not so many weeks left. So let us believe for great things every week. Let us believe that we would experience in these 3,000 weeks, let's say, somebody 2,000, somebody 2,500.
1,300.
Okay.
Exactly.
3,300. Let us believe that we would experience the whole wealth of His goodness. How it says? Lost it. What we just read, yeah? Ephesians 3, Ephesians 2, 7. How it says, wealth of his grace and kindness. Wealth of his grace and kindness. So if we expect it this week, we're going to have it this week. Then we expect it next week. We're going to have something more and something more and something more. So everything depends over here. If we doubt it, if we believe we're going to have a tough day, we're going to have a tough day. If we're going to believe in negative, if we're going to believe that this week is going to be just, well, as usual, it's going to be as usual. If we believe the month is going to be as usual, month is going to be as usual. But if we believe for greater and open our eyes on His goodness, say, God, I expect Your goodness. I haven't seen anything yet. I want to see something this week. I want to see something in my health, in my relationships, in my understanding of God, in my Bible, in my business, in every aspect of life. If we just have that attitude, God, I want to see greater things this week. Lord, I believe it's going to be the best week in my life. I refuse to think differently. You know, we have so many things that we can grow in. So many things we can grow in. For example, Henry is writing something, right? You're writing. You can write another 100 books. Why not?
I'll publish this one and be happy.
You see, sometimes we plan for ourselves one book and we are okay with that. Maybe God prepared for you 100 books. Why not? I know people who published many books. We imagine by our mind, but God has so much more. So what's important? When you wake up, do not put any limitations of how this day is going to be. Do not put any limitations. Okay, I will make this amount of money. I will have this amount of clients. I will have this amount of this. No. We open heaven and we say, God, this day, I do not even know how good it's going to be. I expect wonderful things. I expect new connections, divine relationships with somebody. I expect to be in the right place at the right time, to meet with right people. I expect better health. I expect bigger joy, bigger happiness. I expect that I'm going to live this day without getting offended or getting offended less, forgiving quicker, having better attitude when somebody is shouting at me or when life is unjust. I'm going to overcome problems quicker. New York, we bless these people. So when you see yourself that I'm going to forgive people quicker, I'm going to be less offended today. I'm going to be quicker in responding to the needs of people. I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that. You read the Bible and you put a new standard for yourself. For this week. That's why it's good at least once a week to believe for a greater week on Sunday. When you read the Bible, when you get into the Word of God, you get some revelations. Let us believe for a greater week every week. Write even down for yourself. What are the things you expect the most progressively grow? Like the weakest things in your life right now. You can say, for example, if it's a relationship, you can say, Lord, this week, I believe in a better relationship with my boss or with, I'm not sure, anybody. Or if that area is financial area, you can believe God in growth, in new ideas or understanding what to do. Or in health, you can believe in the greater health every week. And when you program yourself and you see that God prepared so much, His goodness is unbelievable. His riches of His goodness to me is available, and you take it in the spirit by faith, you receive it by faith, and then you speak it out, and you're speaking to the people. People say, how are you? You say, I never had such a good day. Really? People are asking me, how are you doing? You say, I never had such a good day. It was like, really? I said, yeah. People cannot even listen to that. because it's so outside of their mentality. But that's how God wants us to live. Every day is such a gift. God created the whole planet for us, all the stars, sun. He created so much for us. He created relationships that we have, all the friends that we have, all the friendship that we have one with another. So many things God is doing for us. His thoughts about us more than the pieces of sand in the whole planet. And we believe that we will get barely through the day. God prepared so much, such a adventure, such a joy, such a peace, such a happiness, such a success. And his son or daughter say, God, let me not die today. Or, you know, sometimes bad mood is coming and we feel depressed and we feel, I don't want to just go to job. I don't want to do anything. No, at these moments when pressure comes, make a decision. I make a decision to be happy. I make a decision to expect from God. I program my mind to expect greater things. I program myself that I haven't seen anything yet. And maybe I will see something this week. Something that I've never seen before. People I've never met. Maybe this person whom you're praying about, future husband, maybe you meet him this week. Who knows? Why not? Maybe you will not meet him. And then you say, God, hallelujah, I'm 1 week closer to my future husband. Why not? But when you do not expect good things, then when this husband will come to your life, you will not even notice him. But when we believe God, that God is good and God loves us so much, he wants us to be happy in the family life. He wants us to be happy in our career, in our gifts and talents. He wants us to be productive. He wants us to be super successful to such an extent that he says that he would point on us and say, these are the example of my goodness. These are, comparing to all the other people around, these are the example of my goodness. We just read it, you remember? He wants us to be a point of, you know, showing that these people, you see them? You see how Alex is successful, blessed, healed, happy? Because it's my hand upon him. God wants us to be standing out of the crowd. But if we do not believe it, if we hold ourselves down, if I would just have this, that would be okay. Well, maybe for this time of life, yes. But next week, believe for greater. Amen. So let us pray. In Jesus' name, Father, we love you so much. We thank you that you prepared riches of your goodness to us. So many things we cannot imagine. Such a great destiny we cannot comprehend. Such an amazing life we cannot even grasp. Jesus, you prepared so much for us on this earth. Such a joy, such a peace, such a happiness, such an awesome family life, such an awesome joy with our children, such an awesome results in ministry, business, every aspect of life, in our creativity, in everything that we are doing. You prepare so much. Oh Jesus, help us to believe for greater things every week. Help us to forget what is behind and run to what is ahead of us. Help us to be thankful for everything that you've done, but help us to never be settled in the things that we have already now, but help us to believe in greater things. Help us to believe in better things, more glorious, more peaceful, more loving, more kind, financially greater things, in all attitudes, in all relationships, in all circumstances. Lord, we believe for greater things because you are such a good God, such a glorious inheritance you have for us, and you already have that plan. You said that I have a plan for you. You said that all the days of our life is already written in your plan. So you already have that perfect plan, supernaturally designed, beautifully designed, destiny for all of us. Lord, help us not to miss it. Help us not to stay stagnant on one level. Help us to believe for growth and live constantly growing, grow maturing, becoming closer and closer to you, becoming more and more loving, more and more kind to people, more and more tactful, more and more smiling, more and more joyful, more and more in happiness, more successful in finances, in businesses, in every aspect of life. Help us to constantly grow, constantly believe for greater things. Lord Jesus, without your help, we cannot do it. So we ask for your help. We ask for your divine support, that you would help us and remind us how good you are every morning, every day, every week, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters. I pray that this week is gonna be the best week in their life. I believe it, I declare it, I release it upon them, that this week is gonna be the best lessons, the best relationships than ever, better results, bigger purity, bigger integrity, greater holiness, greater relationships with you, greater hearing of your voice, greater revelations from the word, greater results in business, greater results in relationships with the family members, with children, with parents, greater productivity in their art, in their music, in their photography, in their songs, in writing songs. In Jesus' name, I release it upon my brothers and sisters, and Lord, we believe it, and we receive it by faith. We love you, we adore you, we thank you that this week we will see such awesome things that we've never seen before in our life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Do you believe it?